It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, November 18th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5 to 5 big stories of the week, one of which, well, this would be number 5A or 6, Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness, is on now. You get 90 days access from the day you sign up. More details coming up after the break. Topic number 5 this week, Poland and Ukraine. You remember that earlier this week, an explosion in a border village on the Polish side of the border with Ukraine was at first, well, it was announced to be a Russian missile by the Ukrainian government. Poland very quickly poured cold water on that. The investigation into the missile blast continues. Two civilians sadly were killed when that missile hit, but it appears now that, well, Poland, NATO, the United States, all saying that this missile was not Russian. It was a Ukrainian anti-aircraft missile that went off course, landed inside Poland, and resulted in those deaths. Ukraine initially rejected that explanation and doubled down on it Wednesday. But as of this recording, Thursday morning, our time, the Ukrainian government is now backing away and taking a more nuanced approach to this. However, both Ukraine, well, Ukraine, NATO, United States, all pointing the finger at Russia, saying that Ukraine wouldn't have launched the anti-aircraft missiles had it not been for the dozens of Russian missiles launched at targets inside Ukraine. Topic number 4, TDR is back. That, of course, stands for Trump Derangement Syndrome. As you know, President Trump announced his candidacy for the 2024 presidential election on Tuesday night. And after he announced, the totally impartial, objective corporate media responded thusly. NPR, Donald Trump, and these are all quotes, Donald Trump, who tried to overthrow the results of the 2020 presidential election and inspired a deadly riot at the Capitol in a desperate attempt to keep himself in power, has filed to run for president again in 2024, end quote. New York Times, quote, Donald Trump announced a 2024 run for president, ignoring GOP warnings that his influence is harming the party, end quote. And the Washington Post, quote, the twice impeached former President Donald Trump, age 76, who refused to concede the 2020 presidential election and is the subject of multiple criminal investigations, is running again in 2024, increasing the likelihood of a potential rematch with President Biden, end quote. Nice to see some things never change. Love him or hate him, Donald Trump certainly makes politics a lot more interesting. And if nothing else, we can thank President Trump for opening our eyes to the partisan, the extreme partisanship of what passes for media here in the United States. Topic number 3, layoffs. This week, we got word that a couple of major corporations announcing layoffs. We've seen some of these in the tech industry already, with Twitter announcing layoffs, Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook. But Amazon on Wednesday confirmed that layoffs have begun. The e-commerce giant is planning to cut around 10,000 employees this week. These cuts will impact roles mainly on the devices and services team, many of them connected with the development of Amazon's Alexa, which is that little household assistant that is always listening, storing the audio somewhere on servers. That will be the initial cuts. Amazon and other tech companies are blaming the return to normalcy after the COVID shutdowns, where all of us were forced to live online for the better part of a year. But on Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning this week, many laid off Amazon workers updating their profiles on LinkedIn, which is a social media site geared at careers, saying that they've been impacted and were looking for work. And again, many of them indicating they'd formerly worked on Amazon's Alexa device. Other tech firms, again, laying off because of the return to some degree of normalcy following the COVID shutdowns. However, given the recent announcement by FedEx Freight and Maersk, the big container shipping company, they are also forecasting a downturn. In fact, FedEx Freight is getting set to furlough some drivers. This suggests that this is not just a downturn that's affecting the tech sector only. I mean, think about this now. Amazon, FedEx Freight is the largest less-than-truckload or LTL carrier in America. And if they're laying off drivers before Black Friday, before Cyber Monday, before the Christmas rush, what does that say about the United States economy? We're heading into recession. In fact, we are already in recession. I know the federal government changed the definition in July, so we can't talk about stuff like this, but just between us, this is what recession looks like. Topic number two, the crypto crash. Big story this week was a $32 billion corporation that evaporated overnight, like flash paper, poof. It's because it really didn't have any solid assets behind it. I'm talking about FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange that this week filed for bankruptcy, or filed last week, actually. This week, the story is rolling out. How could something like this happen? The founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, whose personal net worth was estimated at $16 billion a couple of weeks ago, now net worth. How did this happen? In a nutshell, as best I can tell, and I'm not done deep dive, I'm not sure that a deep dive would be really useful to us, but in a nutshell, FTX let people and companies buy and sell digital currencies and held billions of dollars worth of customer deposits. Now, Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder, also created an investment fund that trades cryptocurrencies. This company was called Alameda Research. And although these businesses were supposed to be separate, Alameda ran into a need for some cash, and they started dipping into the deposits with FTX to prop up what Alameda Research was doing. This is the kind of thing that led to a crash back in the 1920s, as investment banks were supposed to be separate from the banks that held consumer deposits from regular people like us. And when that wall of separation is removed, suddenly banks are playing roulette, essentially, with what's supposed to be guaranteed deposits. Well, this month, FTX customers kind of figured out that their deposits were being used to gamble through Alameda Research, the trading company, and rushed to withdraw them. Sort of a It's a Wonderful Life run on the building and loan. And they didn't have enough cash to cover the run, and that pushed FTX into bankruptcy. This may just be the first domino, by the way, because, again, they had $32 billion on paper, not in reality. And their bankruptcy filing lists more than 1 million creditors. 1 million creditors. It remains to be seen how the collapse of FTX will affect all of those creditors. The impact around the world is immediate. True believers in cryptocurrency are distancing themselves from FTX. Hey, this is not how we do business. Lawmakers calling for more regulation. And that may be the reason, really, behind all of this. The Federal Reserve Bank this week announced that it's the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and its Innovation Center have announced that they're launching a 12-week proof-of-concept pilot for a central bank digital currency, or CBDC. Banking giants, including Bank of New York Mellon, Citi, HSBC, MasterCard, U.S. Bank, Truist, TD Bank, and Wells Fargo, will participate in this pilot by issuing tokens and settling transactions through simulated central bank reserves. They're going to run this for 3 months, see if it works. And you watch. Earlier this year, President Biden signed an executive order laying the groundwork for the development of a Federal Reserve Bank-backed central bank digital currency. China's already working on Bank of Japan, European Central Bank, Bank of England. This is coming. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, not the mark of the beast. They are decentralized. However, put a cryptocurrency under the control of a central bank might not be the mark of the beast, but it's what the mark of the beast could be. Coming up, what's the difference between a right-wing conspiracy theory and a corporate media headline? I'll tell you next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new three-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in SkyWatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in three brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstocked gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five, the difference between a right-wing conspiracy theory and a corporate media headline. We're now living in an age where reality is, according to our corporate media overlords, conspiracy theory. Case in point. The World Government Summit held its annual meeting in Dubai just a few weeks ago, just ahead of the G20 meeting, the Davos in the Desert meeting. One of many meetings, World Economic Forum is another of these, where you get corporate leaders in the world of finance and tech, energy, education, etc., who get together and share ideas on how to run the world, how to govern you and me. This meeting, the World Government Summit, is described officially as an exchange hub, a knowledge exchange hub between government officials, thought leaders, policymakers, and private sector leaders, and an analysis platform for future trends, issues, and opportunities facing humanity. The summit hosts 90 speakers from 150 participating countries, along with over 4,000 attendees. It's another Bilderberg Group wannabe, in effect. Well, the World Government Summit released a video to YouTube from its meeting in October. This video titled, "Are We Ready for a New World Order?" Are We Ready for a New World Order? This is the title of the video from the World Government Summit. Our corporate big tech overlords at YouTube helpfully added this context. The New World Order is a conspiracy theory which hypothesizes a secretly emerging totalitarian world government, end quote. Thank you. So I'm not supposed to trust my lion eyes when I see a group that calls itself the World Government Summit discussing how to create a new world order. Or when I go to the World Economic Forum website and see on their website their plans for a fundamental great reset of world civilization. That's just a conspiracy theory. Which brings us back to our question. What's the difference between a right-wing conspiracy theory and a corporate media headline? Answer, about 6 months. Skywatch TV's Exposing the Darkness virtual conference help you make sense of strange things like this. And you get access for 3 full months, regardless of when you sign up. Now, this launched, so it's already available immediately. When you sign up, you get instant access to 24 presentations and 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. Great presentations. Tom Horn's presentation on the Angel of Death. Joel Richardson discussing pharmakia as a portal for evil in this world. Much, much more. Some new voices, including Dr. Igal German, the founder of the International Biblical Apologetics Association, Dr. Mike Spaulding, many others. You can find all of the speakers and get a kind of rundown on what the speakers are, what the topics are, and instant access when you go to the website defenderconference.com. Again, 90 days access, full HD. You set the conference schedule. It's whatever's convenient for you. defenderconference.com. Jesus is all through the Bible. As Christians, especially if you're watching this program, you probably know this, but this is not often taught, especially to those outside this choir, which is why Tom Horn and Donna Howell have collaborated on a 3-volume set. Tom is calling this his magnum opus, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. Where does he show up all throughout the Bible? It's a really helpful tool, and we've got a 6-week series of programs on Skywatch TV devoted to this. Don't miss a single one. You'll find the broadcast schedule, if you watch over the air, posted at our website, skywatchtv.com. But you can watch it right now. If you've got a smart TV connected to the internet, get yourself a Roku stick, Apple TV, and add the Skywatch TV app to it. That bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, brings the program right to your smartphone. And again, you set the schedule. Or you can add our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. You don't need to watch it on a small screen. Most smart TVs made within the last few years are compatible with either Chromecast, that's Google's wireless connection, or Apple's AirPlay, which allows you to send video from your phone or tablet directly to your TV without any wires. Our mobile app also has the advantage of having a Bible app. You can donate through the app if you're so inclined, plus important news updates 3 times a week and a schedule of our upcoming events right there in your phone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. And again, use the wireless connection, AirPlay or Chromecast, to send it to your big screen TV. Makes it easy. And we've got links to the app stores so that you can find the app that's right for your device. Simply, it's at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.